So Tanu Rabbanan, Ran Gimel Amud Beis, the two dots, Arba Mishmaros Hevi Alayla, Devei Rebbe, Reb Nasan Omer, Shalosh Mishmaros Hevi Alayla. My time with Reb Nasan, Tachsib, Vayevo Gidon Umei Yish, Asher Yitovik, Se Amachana, Rosh HaShmuros HaTichona, So Tana Ein Tichona, LaShiyish Lefaneo, LaAchara, Tichona means middle. There's got to be before and after. That means it's an odd number. It's three. V'Rebbe, my Tichona, Achas, Min HaTichona, Shebetichonos. It's a machlokas. Can you have a middle child if you have four children?
Yes.
That's what Rebbe thought also. In this case, we pass on like Rav Nasan. Rav Nasan, miksev tichona, shebetichonos, tichona ksev. It's just the middle one. So my time with the Rebbe, I'm Rabbi Zvika, I'm Rabbi Abba, I'm Rabbi Yeshua, and Lady, kasev echad omer, chatos, lai lakum, lehodos, lecha, al mishpate tikecha, v'kasev echad omer, kadmu enai ashmuros. Okay, so Kadmu Einai Ashmuros means in front of two Mishmuros. Again, if you hold like Rav Yehuda Anasi, it's simple, because each Ashmur is 3 hours, so get a bet chatzos, and then there's two additional Ashmuros. Okay, it said Arba Mishmuros Havi Alayla. Rav Nasan Sabar like Rav Yeshua, the Tan Rav Yeshua Omer, Ad Shalosh Shos, Kin Derech Malachim Lamod B'Shalosh Shos. Obviously, there's a huge Nafkamina there, that's why we're able to say B'Shach V'Chaz until the 3rd hour. Shistalelia, but in this case, if we pass on like Rav Nasan, which is supported by Rav Yeshua, so 6 in the night, v'tarati d'imama, havelu shtei mishmaros, that's how we say this idea of mishmaros, chatzos lai lakum behodos l'chol, mishpatei tzidkecha, and kadmu einai ashmuros. Ashmuros means, right again, two different mishmaros, so 8 hours total. So shistalelia v'tarati d'imama, havelu shtei mishmaros, ravashi amar, right, mishmaro palga nami mishmaros karuluhu. So even if you don't have some fancy limud, that you can include the daytime, that even though you hold three different mishmaros, getting up at chatzos, meaning with 6 hours left in the night, that's still considered enough to be mishmaros, kadmo enaya shmuros. So again, you'd say to yourself, isn't there a machokis between Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and his chaver, Rabbi Nasan, aloch Rabbi Yehuda Nasi me chavero? So why don't we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, if arba mishmaros havi alayla, because it's clear that it's not chavero, it's really chaverov, right? Because you have Rabbi Nasan here, and Rabbi Yeshua jumping in, and then at the end of the Gemara, you have Arvashi, right, and Halacha Kibasrai. So it would appear to be a Machokas, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Chavei Rav, and not Chaveiro. And that's why you paskin Shalosh Mishmaros Havi Alayla, Tzad Sofa Shmor Rishonas, until the 4th Shaz Manes of the night. So Amr Rav Zrika, Amr Rav Ami, Amr Rav Yeshua ben Levi is a halachic point to be made here. Ein Omer Bifnei Ameis, Ela Devarav Shalmeis. So what are Devarav Shalmeis? So that is not clear. So Amr Rav Abba Bar Kana lo Amar Nela B'divrei Torah. Midali Da'alma Leis Lan Ba. That in front of a mace you can talk about baseball, but you can't talk about Divrei Torah. What would the Svara be? Loig LaRosh Chere Foseo. Vika Damir Rav Abba Bar Kana lo Amaron Ela Afilu B'divrei Torah. V'kol Shekein Midali Da'alma. That Divrei Torah, it's a big mitzvah to discuss, and the chiddush is that you're not allowed to discuss Divrei Torah because of Loeg LaRosh. But Milei D'Alma, that's just the Bizayon HaMeis. We're just a few days removed from Parshas Kiseitse, right? The ultimate parsha of Kavod HaMeis. Okay, so how exactly do we paskin? So if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, and you take a look in the Tur, and you take a look in the Rambam, there's nuances here. First we'll see Tosfos. You come to a very particular impression of this. So let's take a look at Tosos. And Omer b'fnei ameis al advarav shalmeis. Pasuk Rav Alphas mishum Rav Hai. That's the second time we've seen that this month, right? Okay, again, where was the first time that we saw the Rif Paskin based on Rav Hai Gon?
I would say the Malzah.
Right, whether it's Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Medrash. Okay, Davka divrei Torah v'advarin da'alma leislan bo. V'davka ba'arba amos shalo. But again, Bifnei Ameis is defined as Arba Amos, because in Halacha, basically, Dalad Amos is considered a person's makom. So it's interesting that he take this perspective. Dvarim D'Alma, right? I don't think that the Riff or the Rav Haigon would encourage you to have a conversation about the Yankees, Bifnei Ameis. It's obviously a terrible lack of sensitivity, but you don't formally violate Halacha. And that is Nifsak in the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting in the Tur, if you look in there, so he thinks that Talmud Torah is afilu chutz l'dalad amos, which is interesting. And if you look in the Rambam, this is in the Rambam Hilchos Avel, Perek Yud Gimel, I think Halacha Zayin. So this is a famous Rambam, because the Rambam is ensconced within another Rambam, where the Rambam talks about the Isser of Talmud Torah, not for the Avel, but, who remembers, big chiddush that the Rambam had, the Rav Paskin this way, the halacha that there's an Isser Talmud Torah not just on an Ovel, but in a base Avel. Right, so in our shul, our minhag is that we don't learn Mishnayos between Mincha and Maariv in the base HaAvel. It's the standard practice is to learn Mishnayos. But we talk about Dvar of Shalmeis. Rabbi Adler also follows this, that he only does Dvar of Shalmeis. The Ramban, where would it be, in which Sefer of the Ramban? Would he be talking about Hilchos Avelos? Famous work that the Ramban wrote.
Is this, what's it called? Not the
Shalmeis, Torah HaAdam. Torah, yeah. So in Torah HaAdam, which is the Ramban's big Sefer, and Hilchos Avelos, so the Ramban writes, Dvar of Shalmeis are the Halachos of Avelos and Kevura and things like that. So that's the way to read the Gemara. And Omrim Bifnei Ameis, Ela Devar of Shalmeis, those are the things that you could say because they're no Geas. So I always try to do, based on a different Rambam, I always try to say things that didn't come up in the Levaya, but aspects of the person that we could learn from. What Rambam am I basing myself off of? Well, first of all, the Rambam that you shouldn't have Torah Reveh Seva, but what else does the Rambam say? That Hesped is Kol Shiva, that there's a din of Hesped Kol Shiva. Okay, so that's a very important thing in its own right. So you take a look there as well. Okay, this is an important sugya, halacha lemaisa. Okay, so David, Mar wants to know, palga delelya havakai meursa havakai. Didn't he just stay up all night? Dechsev kidamti benefesh beneshef. Excuse me, vaishaveya. Remaidahai nefesh or tahu. Maybe it's not actually night. Maybe it's morning. Dechsev benefesh berav yom biishon laila vafeila merav shaya merav acha. Hachi kamar David, may olam lo avar lai chatzos laila b'sheina. Not that I was necessarily up, I'd say sakuchavim for the rest of the night, but I never slept past chatzos. When most people say I never slept past chatzos, they mean during the daytime. Okay. Rabbi Zera amar ad chatzos laila hayam isnamnim kisus. Mikan veilach hayam isgabir ka'ari. You hear the lashonos of, right? Shulchan Aruch harachayim, simin aleph, sif aleph, right? Misgabir ba'ari, ka'ari, right? Lavud esabore, right? So beforehand, he was like sort of drifting off like a sus. A sus never sleeps. Right? The sus is the animal that never sleeps. So he didn't really allow himself to sleep. Rashi says, misnamnim kesus, osik b'torek shu misnamnim. If you've ever seen it, you know what I'm talking about. Okay? The sus, so that David was sort of like, you know, sleeping and learning at the same time, the first half of the night. But chatzos came, and all of a sudden he was misgaber. Right, night to night. So Yahi Lichto Venefesh at Nesh Neshef Ada Neshef, Omer Ervad Erev, Elamarava Tre Nashvi Havu Neshevish Lelia, Vyasi Yamama. It really means to switch over. Nashaf Yavama Vasi Lelia. But David Mihava Yada Palga Delelia Amas. So how did he know exactly when Chatzos was? So he should stop being like a sus and start being like an Ari. So Hash the Meshur Abeinu Lavi Yada Dechsev Ka Chatzos Lai Lai Niyot Se Besaych Mitzrayim Mai Ka Chatzos. That's what Moshe said it over. Ilim Adem Adem Kutcher Berichu Ka Chatzos Nimi Kasveka Ka Mishmaya. Of course, Kaddish Baruch Hu knows when Chatzos is. Ela Da Amr Lai Ba Chatzos Vasa Iyu. And Meshur Abeinu said, Kachatzos alayla, alma misaf galei. But David have a yada, so David knew what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. Simana havalei dem revacha bar biznam v'shim nechasina kinor hea tala limalim v'tesot mitaso shal David. We came and shigia chatzos laya ba ruach tzonis v'nosheves ba menagin me'ela miyada yomid v'osik v'tora ad shalom v'nashachar came and shalom v'nashachar nichtesu chachmei shal etzlo amr lo adonenu amelech amcha yisrael trichin parnasa. To do a little bit of economics here, the Morning Economic Council. So first, David said we should be like the Democrats. You want to just redistribute the wealth, right? So all you have to do is you have to take from one group and you give to the other group. So then his advisors said, but we're Republicans, so we believe in growth. You can't just redistribute the wealth. You have to do is try to grow the economy. So Amr lo ena komitz masbiyas ha'ari. So Rashi and Tosfos have a discussion. What does it mean? And habor misyali mechul yaso. But take a look over at Rashi. Oker chulya mibor karoy vechozer mashlichol esocho ein mismali bekachav kan im inata mechin laniyam shebanu mizonos mimakom acher enanu yichol nefarnesan mishalatzmenu. Right? You need to grow the economy. You can't just redistribute wealth. Say, if this to be a wealth tax of 2% or whatever it is, and that's going to be masbia as Ha'ari, that's not going to work in this situation. So David HaMelech said, okay, Taka, you're right. We need a growth strategy. So you have a growth strategy. So we're going to cut taxes. We're going to try to stimulate. A certain business. So what's the strategy here? So Amr Lahem, Lechu, Pashtu Yedeichem Begdud. So go out and do military raids. Okay, you know, once in... maybe, right? So miyad, yoatzim v'achitofel, v'malcham v'sanhedrin, v'sholim v'vetumim, Amr v'yosef v'maikra, achari achitofel, b'na yob, b'na yehoyada, v'eviatar, who is, of course, the Kohen Gadol, until which point? Eviatar was replaced at which point?
The whole Adim
Yaakov. Exactly, very good, very good. V'sar tzva l'melech yoav, v'achitofel z'yoetz, as the pasuk says, v'atzas achitofel, sher yotz, v'imim heim, kasher yishal, Bidvarho Alokim, Binayob and Yehoshua Sanhedrin. Tosfos has a whole little arichas here that Binayob and Yehoshua Sanhedrin, based on the fact that we know that his son, Yehoyada ben Binayahu, was on the Sanhedrin. V'yabiasar elu urim v'tumim, v'chein omer Binayob and Yehoyada ala kreti v'ala pleti, the kreti the pleti. Interesting biographical fact, my grandfather, Zichron Livracha, used to tell me bedtime stories of the kreti and the pleti. Okay, so... That's what he used to tell us stories about. He would tell stories about the Kresi and the Pleti, David HaMelech's palatial guard. That's what the Kresi and the Pleti were. So they were very exciting stories. Okay, so B'nayob and Yehoyada, the Kresi and the Pleti, V'lam v'nikram shemam Kresi and Pleti, Kresi shekarsim divrayim, right, that they're very exacting in their speech, Kresi shemuflaim b'divrayim, that they're really wondrous in terms of their mastery of halacha. V'achar kach shar tzeval HaMelech Yoav, Amr Yitzchak Varadav Amrilam Rav Yitzchak Reda Ravidi Maikra Ura Chivodi Ura Hanevel V'chinor A'ira Shachar. Rashi says Shar Malachim HaShachar Me'oriron V'ani Me'oris HaShachar. I'm up before dawn. Rav Zera Amar Moshe L'olam HaVayada V'David Nami HaVayada V'chevet David HaVayada Kinor Lamalei. If David knew when Chatzos was, so why did he need the alarm clock? As the Gemara says, the Isurei Mishnase, he needed the Kinor, because otherwise he could sleep through it. So that's what the Ruach Tzvonis would come, instead of playing the lyre, beautiful music to get up to. Maybe some of you can program it onto your smartphones, that your alarms would sound like David's Kinor. If Moshe really knew, why did Moshe say, just until Chatzos? Moshe Kasavar, Shema Yitu Itztignine Paro, that they're going to make a mistake in their calculation of Chatzos, and they're going to say that Moshe is making things up, right? So to Amar Mar, Lemeid Lashon Chalomar Eini Yodeya, Shema Tisbade Besoches. As Mar said, that you should always just say Eini Yodeya, because the Amar Mar, if you take a look at Rashi here, Masach Seretz Betoches, here in this context of the Gemara, it means Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that other people would really make the mistake and he would be accused of having said something inaccurate. So it's interesting. The Mishnah Avos says that one of the Dvarim Shochacham is Almas Shelo Yada Omer Eini Yodea. But this Gemara is going further than that and said Lamed Lashon Chalomar Eini Yodea. So Ravash Yamar Bepalgo Ursa Tetleisar Nigiar Beisar Haba, totally different interpretation. That Moshe was saying this 24 hours in advance. V'hachi kamer Moshe Yisrael, HaMekadosh Baruch Hu l'machar, kachatzos alayla. Kachatzos alayla means ki ha'idna, just like now, night of the 13th going into the 14th, so on the night of the 15th, 24 hours from now, ani yotzei b'soch Mitzrayim. Okay, very good. So a little bit more on David HaMelech. V'David shamer nafshi ki chasidani, levi rav yitzchak hanamar kachamar David d'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shalom, lo chasid ani? Am I not the righteous person? Shekol malchei Mizrach umarav yishenim ad shalosh shoos, as we just established. V'ani chatzos laila kum lahodos lecha. So that David HaMelech thought that his tzidkus was the fact that he was a much harder worker than anybody else. They were sleeping and they were enjoying their sleep, and David got up at chatzos to offer, shevach and hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'idach kacham David and Kadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shalom. Lo chasid ani shekol malchem Mizrach umar of Yoshin agudos bichvodam. That they're taking it easy, they have this kind of a palatial life. You know, they don't really have to work very hard. Ani famous line yodaim luchlachos bedam uveshvir uveshilia kedei latar yishalabala. And I'm working very hard in hilchos taras hamishpacha to make sure to find the right psak to allow families to live together normally. V'lo od elakol mashen yosani nimach b'mifiboshes rabbi v'omerlo mifiboshes rabbi yafedanti yafach yafti yavezachisi yafeti harati yafeti meisi v'lo boshti. Point is that David HaMelech, despite the fact that he was a melech, he would always consult with Mephibosheth from the house of Shaul, who was considered a greater Talmud Chacham. Okay, so what are some of these categories? Just it's good for your Yadios. So Rashi says, Yadai, Melechachos Bedam, Nashim Aris Ladam Nida, Tamim Tayar, Sheish Maris Dam Tar, Beisha, Uveshvir, who or Havlad, Shatzamas Agidin Abasar, Nitzorim Besocho. Okay, so that is literally the skin and the fetus itself. Veyeshvir, Shaisha Yosheves Alav Yemeitama Vimeitara Veezezam Merukam. That's where you already can see the beginning of the formation of the organs. Masech Snidim Mefarish La Veeshvir Male Mayim Medam Shenu Chashavlad. It's a different developmental stage. Leishiv Alav Tumas Yoledes Vimeitara Sa. That has a kind of a Tzura Sa Adam Bernat. There's all kinds of nafkamina. This comes up Halacha L'maisa all the time, especially for questions of Pinyon HaBen. You have a miscarriage when it's just Maya Be'alma, so the next one is considered Peter Rechem. Once it's Merukam, it's not considered Peter Rechem. Fine. Uvish Shilya, that's not in Shilya below Vlad, okay? Placenta, Vukimin, Luvosha Vlad, Shoche, Vesocha, Vekorin, Vestidor, Belaz, Vitani, and Shilya, Pchusa, Mitapach, Chilasa, Kechut, Shal, Erev, Vesofa, Keturmus, this is its anatomical design. So again, it comes back to the same kind of an issue. Okay, so back in the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Shua Bre Davidi Maikra, V'adabra V'dosecha Neged Melachim Lo Evosh, Tana Lo Mefibosheth Shemo, L'Ish Bosheth Shemo, right, the successor to Shaul, V'lam Nikra Shemo Mefibosheth Shemo, M'vayish Pnei David B'halacha. That very often he would say, no, David, you got the whole thing wrong. Mevikach zacha David, because David HaMelech didn't stand on ceremony, and it was more important to him to get the halacha right than to be worried about his own kavod. Mevikach zacha David, v'yatzimenu kalev, amr b'yochanan, v'kalev shemala, daniel shemala, v'lam nekra shemala kalev, shiyamachlim p'nei v'fiboshes b'halacha. Right? You could always find somebody to do it. Greater Talmud Chacham, v'alav amr shlomo b'chachmaso, b'niim chacham libcha, yismach libi gamani, right, David HaMelech took chizuk in the fact that his son, right, b'chol adam mekanei chutz mibno v'tamido. V'David mikar, this is a very important gemara for this time. Vir, v'David mikar the nafshe chasid. Pasuk said, shamer nafshe ki chasid ani, in Tehillim pei vav. Is that really true, that David considered himself to be so righteous? V'aksiv, we're saying it every morning and every evening. Lulei hamanti l'ros b'tiv Hashem eretz chayim. Tanu shvei derb yosi. Lamin ekod alulei. Right? Again, Lulei Manti Doros Betuv Hashem Eretz Chaim. Think about it, there's a clause that's completely cut off there. It should have said, then I would do something. But it just says, Lulei Manti, we're not for the fact that I believe that I would merit Olam Haba. So Lamin Akod Al Lulei, another way of formulating the question is, why does the Pasuk stop in the middle? Amr David, the Kodesh Baruch, Ribbono Shel Olam, Muvtach Ani Becha, Shetam Mishalim Mitzchar Tov, Tzadikim, Lasid Lavo, Avel Eini Yodeim, Yeshli Chelik, Vnei Amim Lav, Shema Yigro Machet. Yaakov Baridi, Remember, Yaakov Baridi, Rami, Ksiv, Inei Anochi Yimach, Chushmatich, B'chol Asher Teleich, Uksiv, Ayra Yaakov Ma'od, this is on his way back, Amar Shema Yigro Machet. That's not who he's doubting Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's doubting himself. Kiditane, Ad Yavaram Cha Hashem, Ad Yavaram Zukanisa, Ad Yavaram Cha Hashem, Zobiyah Rishona, Ad Yavaram Zukanisa, Zobiyah Shnia, Mikanam Rechachamim, Ru'uyin Hayu Yisrael, Le'asos Lehem Neis, Bimei Ezra, Kederach Shonasalem, Bimei Yosho Benud, Ela Shigara Machet. So this is like a real thing, you know, Shema Yigro Machet. So David HaMelech was very concerned, Lulei Hamanti Doros B'Tuv Hashem Eretz Chaim, and even as he was about to express optimism that he was amongst those, you know, who had a guaranteed portion in Olam Haba, the truth of the matter is that he did have his doubts, and that's why we say Kaveh Hashem Chazak V'yametz Libecha V'Kaveh Hashem. That's why it's so important not to give up, is that the spiritual doubt. Never give shirim on the David Hashem Ori. We always reference this Gemara, right? That spiritual doubt is very much a part of our universe. None of us are immune to it. So lulei hamanti doros b'tuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. And very often, and again, it is completely legitimate for a person to have doubt about whether or not they're ra'oi. So kaveh al Hashem chazak yametz libecha v'kavei el Hashem, that you shouldn't just give up, you certainly shouldn't give up on yourself. And the Gemara actually quotes this pasuk later on, daf lamed beis amed beis. The Gemara says, Amr b'chana b'r'b'chanina im ra adam she's pala v'lonana, you shouldn't give up on yourself and think I'm a big rasha. Yachzor v'yispala shanemar. As the pasuk says, Kavel Hashem chazak v'mitzibecha v'kavel Hashem. And likewise, Tanu Rabbanan arbat shvichem chizuk v'elu hein Torah masim tovim t'ilu derech haaretz. Torah masim tovim minayin shnemar rak chazak v'matzma'ol lishmor la'asos k'chol ha-Torah. Right, so that's Torah masim tovim. Chazak v'Torah mitzim ha'isim tovim t'filu minayin shnemar kavel Hashem chazak v'mitzibecha v'kavel Hashem derech haaretz minayin shnemar chazek v'nit chazek ba'ad ameinu. So the point is that, you know, everybody needs chizuk. In these areas, it's very easy to give up yourself. You say, I don't know how to learn. I wasn't able to understand this. I failed my test. I davened and I wasn't answered. I davened and I davened without kavanah again for the 435,000 times. So when let me just give up on tefillah b'chavana, masim tovim, derech eretz, parnasa. All these areas, we all suffer setbacks. And the whole point is that we shouldn't give up on ourselves. Kavel Hashem chazak v'yameit sebecha v'kavel Hashem. I always think that's really the pshat, why we say the David Hashem Ori twice a day this time of year, is during Chodesh Elul, which is the Zman HaTshuva. So the worst thing in the world is for a person to give up on themselves. There's no guarantee that a tshuva is mawila. We can't guarantee that a tshuva is going to necessarily be effective. That's a very hard work. Ve'en adavar taloi elabi, as we talked about on Thursday. But when you could absolutely guarantee is failure if a person gives up on themselves. So lulei amanti, there was betuva Hashem eretz chayim. Right, David was saying, "Shema yigro machet." Maybe I'm going to fall into the pathology of chet. You know, I should give up on myself. So that's kavel Hashem chazak u'mitzibecha v'kavel Hashem. That's why the pasuk is associated with not giving up. You daven, you didn't get the answer you want. You can daven again. There's no statute of limitations. That's why you need a special pasuk by Moshe to say that the normal, the default assumption is a person can daven as much as they want until it's literally a tefillah shav. That's why there's a special pasuk in Chumash in Sefer Devarim. It says, "Al Tosef Daber Eli Od by Davar Hazeh." There's a special pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to continue to daven, but Osa Inyan. Everything else, you should continue to daven. You should never give up on yourself. You should always believe that you're going to be successful. And if not, you know, yet, then you just have to keep on. You have to keep on going. Arba Devarim Tzrichim Chizuk, right? Torah and Masan Tovim and Tefillah and Derech Eretz. And you shouldn't. And Tshuva is exactly the same way. And that's according to the Ramban, what the Pshat and the Pasuk is, Ki karovi lecha davar ma'od, b'fich avav chalas oso. People are going to give up. They're going to say, b'ashamayim. Because remember, the Ramban holds that's a din in Tshuva. It's not just a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. They're going to say, it's me'ever layam. I can't do this. I can't change. I'm too set in my ways. I've been doing this for so many years. I'm not able to break out of it. So the on the contrary, Ki karovi lecha davar ma'od, b'fich avav chalas oso. It really is possible. So let's just quickly do a little bit of chazara before the bell rings, what it was that we saw today. So we saw machlokas between Rabbi and Reb Nasan, shalosh mishmaros havi alayla, arba mishmaros havi alayla. We paskin like Reb Nasan, not because we paskin against Rabbi, but it's halacha ki Rabbi mechaverov. In this case, it's mechaverov, right? David HaMelech would get up at chatzos. There were different deos in terms of what he was doing. The ruach tzvonis, the minasheves, and the kinoa, would he get up anyway? It's fine. Did Moshe know? Moshe didn't know. Gemara's conclusion: maybe Moshe did know. Le'olam yilamid adam l'shono lomar in yodeya. That's one perspective. We saw the in omrim dvarav shalmes. In omrim b'fnei amesal dvarav shalmes. We talked about whether that's within arba amos, like Tosa says. The Torah says divrei Torah even outside of arba amos. How do we paskin in terms of dvarim shalchol? So we tend to paskin l'kula in terms of dvarim shalchol. I wouldn't recommend it. We talked about the Rambam's psak in the same halacha that the Isser Talmud Torah isn't just bifnei ames, but it's also in the base ha'avel, right? We talked about the idea the Rambam also holds that hesped is kol shiva as well. That's another important point. We talked about a little bit of economics. In a bor misyalim echol yaso, for an economy to work, you need to have a growth economy. You can't just have redistribution of wealth. So that's also mefurah shigemara. Important to be aware of that point also. And then we talked a little bit about having courage, spiritual courage. Kavel Hashem, chazak v'yamitz libecha v'kavel Hashem, that David HaMelech had doubts, shema yigrom hachet, just like Yaakov Avinu had doubts, shema yigrom hachet. And just like the reality was that Bi'ashniyah was not as fancy as Bi'arishonah, because there was There was chait during the time. If you read Sefer Ezra and Nechemiah, you know about all the chataim that were going on at that point in Jewish history. Ephraim, go ahead.
Isn't that more against the Rambam?